Hi there. The word for today is refuse to settle. In Genesis 11, verse 31, the Bible says they set out to go to Canaan, but when they came to Haran, they settled there. In Philippians 3, verse 14, Paul speaks about pressing toward the goal to win the prize for which God is calling you. So, are you doing that, or have you settled somewhere along the way? God made a pact with Abraham, one that continues to influence the world today. A lesser known fact is that years earlier, Abraham's father, Terah, set out to go to Canaan, the land of abundance where God later called Abraham. But Terah never made it. Here's what the Bible says. When they came to Haran, they settled there. No question, it couldn't have been easy traveling hundreds of miles across rough terrain with flocks, herds, children, servants. Can you imagine the sheer logistics? Remember, there were no professional movers to pack and load your stuff. Finally, Terah decided that they couldn't go any further, so they settled where they were comfortable. One pastor adds, and I quote, "I wonder how many times we do the same thing. We have a big dream to excel in our careers, or as parents, or in our walk with God. We get started, but things get difficult and achieving our goal doesn't seem to happen as quickly as we hoped. Perhaps similar to Abraham's father, we say, let's just settle here. It's not really what we wanted, but it's good enough." Don't fall into that trap. You were made for more than good enough. Don't settle for a little love and joy, a bit of peace and contentment, a small helping of happiness. Don't do it. Pull up the stakes. Pack your tents. Get your belongings. Do what God's told you to do. Start moving forward. Enlarge your vision. You may have had a delay. That's okay, but with God, you can start again. And that's the word for you today.